Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. At this hour, the U.S. House has secured enough votes to pass a measure to block a nationwide freight rail strike. The final votes are still being tallied. Then it's on to the Senate, which still needs to act. President Biden is urging Congress to head off a strike. NPR's Frank Morris reports a rail strike could start as early as next week unless Congress intervenes.
The Biden administration hammered out a tentative agreement between railroads and unions 2 months ago, but it doesn't have the authority to impose it. Congress does. It could delay a strike or even dictate terms of a labor agreement to the unions and railroads. If freight trains stop moving, so does about a third of the cargo shipped in the U.S. Most Amtrak passenger service would come to a halt. Biden says a strike would, quote, devastate our economy. The sticking point isn't money, but what the unions say are harsh work rules that penalize workers for calling in sick. Railroads have enjoyed strong profits this year, but workers say they've suffered to produce that windfall. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
Democrats have elected New York Representative Hakeem Jeffries as incoming House Minority Leader. Jeffries will be the first black person to lead a major political party in Congress. He's among a new slate of leaders elected to lead House Democrats in the next session of Congress. Representative Catherine Clark of Massachusetts was also elected to be Democratic whip, and California Representative Pete Aguilar will serve as chairman of the House Democratic Caucus. Violent storms swept through Montgomery, Alabama overnight, causing extensive damage. Troy's Public Radio's Kyle Gassett reports that at least two people were killed, a woman and a little boy.
Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed tweeted his condolences to all those affected by the storms. Reed also said search and rescue teams have been dispatched to find other victims. The National Weather Service confirmed a tornado touched down north of Montgomery as severe storms swept through the area and also warned residents to prepare for frequent lightning and heavy rain. The storm caused multiple power outages across the region, delaying or canceling classes in area schools. Reed says cleanup crews are already at work across Alabama's capital city. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Montgomery.
Energy prices in Europe declined this month as inflation eased a bit there. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports from Berlin.
Inflation in the 19 countries that use the euro decreased to 10% this month, but it's still near the record levels that have reduced consumers' spending power and led economists to predict a recession. The European Union Statistics Agency says the consumer price index was down from 10.6% in October, the first decrease since June of 2021.
That's NPR's Rob Schmitz reporting. New government data released today shows the U.S. economy grew 2.9% from July through September. It's NPR News in Washington. The U.S. men's national soccer team is celebrating a big win over Iran yesterday at the World Cup in Qatar. The victory sets up a knockout stage match against European powerhouse the Netherlands this Saturday. From Doha, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was a thrilling 1-0 win over Iran, thanks to a first-half goal by star forward Christian Pulisic and outstanding second-half defense that preserved the lead. Pulisic was hurt on the big play. He was diagnosed with a pelvic contusion and listed as day-to-day. But he gleefully posted on social media, quote, "I'll be ready Saturday, don't worry." That's good news as the U.S. prepares to play the Netherlands, ranked 8th in the world. But although they finished first in their group in the group stage, football experts say the Dutch team underperformed and might be ripe for an upset by the U.S. It will help the Americans if they can contain Dutch forward Cody Gakpo, a 23-year-old breakout player at this World Cup with 3 goals in 3 games. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Doha.
Mexico must win its match against Saudi Arabia today to have a chance at advancing to the knockout stage. Mexico has not scored a goal in the 2022 tournament. Argentina and Poland also face off later today. Today is the 100th National Christmas Tree Lighting in Washington, D.C. The annual holiday tradition takes place on the ellipse near the White House. President Biden and Vice President Harris are expected to attend, along with the First Lady and Second Gentleman. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News in Washington.